K-Rock 955, it's Tom and Loggie. Joining us now is a man we've been wanting to talk to for a while, actually.
Yes.
Young Australian of the Year, ARIA Award nominee.
Yep.
Grand final superstar.
And fashion supernova,
going to say. Supernova.
Oh, yeah, I am. Fashion supernova.
We'll see how he feels about that. Baker Boy, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, thanks for joining us on the show.
Yes.
Grand final was absolutely huge this year. How was that?
Oh, mate, it was, I don't know how to tell you. It was just surreal. It was just amazing. And like, you know, the vibe and just being, you know, in the middle and just like feeling the crowd. And like,
yeah.
I just pictured myself like, oh my God, like imagine being like one of the players first time coming out. I just feel like what they felt when their first time like being at a grand final or like coming out to like a big audience like that. It was just amazing. And I felt my soul left my body.
Yeah.
For a second there. And it was so real. And like, you know how like every, like all the music, like, how can I say it? Like, you know, when you watch a movie and there's like in a movie, there's like a part where it's like, everything stops and the music stops and then you're just like going around and looking around.
Yeah,
slowly.
Taking it all in.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. For 1 second, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
And I guess in that situation as well, you know, you're performing, but it's just kind of coming out of you because you are a performer. I guess you're just on autopilot. But man, I must say, the tracksuit and the dance moves, chef's kiss. Just awesome. I really wanted a tracksuit prior, but you made me really, really, really want a silky one. So thanks so much for being a bit of a fashion inspo for me as well. Did you expect that everyone was going to be loving the tracksuit as much as they did?
I wasn't too sure, but I felt like it. Like when I first got it, and my partner, the stylist.
Mm-hmm.
Like suggested this tracksuit, and I was like, "Oh my God, what is that?" yes, please. Can I wear that? Like, yeah, you can wear it.
Yeah.
And then, when it arrived, and I was like touching it, I couldn't stop touching it. And I was like, "Oh my God, I really want to wear it and like sleep in it or something." and then, the day came in, and then like I didn't even like get it out to show anyone.
Mm.
And as soon as like probably 5 minutes before like jumping onto the stage, I like rocked up, and then all the dancers and everyone at the back started screaming, and I got so scared. I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, maybe you guys can catch up and do styling sessions together whatever, because we found out this morning before we caught up with you that you're based in Ocean Grove at the moment. I know you're from Darwin, but I've been told I'm not allowed to talk about Darwin because...
Seriously, Baker Boy, he can't.
I lived up there for a couple of years and it's just heaven for me. And so once I get started, I would just go down a rabbit hole. So no Darwin chat, but you guys are both from Ocean Grove. You're based in Ocean Grove at the moment. So is Loggie.
Woohoo! OG.
OG.
Living in the OG.
That's it. And why haven't I seen you down the supermarket? Like, what's going on?
I think I try and go. I'm not going to tell you because you might stalk me.
Yeah, I will.
I go around when there's like, I would say like when there's not much people.
Ah.
Right.
Yeah. So around 11:30. Cool. Yep. No, that's good. I can work with that.
But yeah, like every time I'm going to the supermarket or the boat supermarket, everyone goes, Hey, Baker Boy. It's like,
really?
How can you tell that it's me with my mask? It's like I know your eyes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tom gets that as well when he said he's cold.
Someone fully detailed mind.
Yeah. It's romantic and a bit scary at the same time.
Yeah.
What can I ask what brings you to OG? We obviously know what this beautiful part of the world and how good it is to be based here, but what brought you here?
Well, I was like, you know, I was living over in Bendigo for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm an island boy. I grew up on an island. I love the sea. The ocean, like the ocean smell, and I need to be near the water.
Yeah, I get that. 100% get that, man. Yeah.
And I was first looking at, Central Coast area, and then we looked over here in like Torquay, Bowen Heads, and then we found Ocean Grove, and I was like, oh, this place looks cute. And then we asked around, asked people, like, what do you guys think about this Ocean Grove place? And they were like, yeah, this is, it's actually really, really nice.
Mm.
Go check it out. So then, yeah. Checked it out, and then I was like, yeah, not leaving, already feel home, let's
go. Yes, okay, so what you're saying is we're best friends, we're going to have puzzle nights and all that, games night. I'm feeling it, Baker Boy, I feel the same. But we are getting you on at the moment because you've just dropped your debut album, absolutely huge, and it's Gila. Now, this whole album, it's sort of a whole movement. I mean, it's fashion and everything attached to that as well. How does it feel to have this out?
Well... I feel like, you know, it's been like a long time coming, like nearly over 3 years, and like working on this album, and man, it just feels like, it feels so good. It feels amazing. I don't know how I feel. Like I'm still coming down from like this feeling from even from like midnight.
Mm.
Started feeling like this from midnight.
Yeah.
And I'm still feeling it. Even when I was sleeping, I thought I was doing electric boogaloo while I was sleeping.
But the feedback so far has been really good.
Yes. Our feedback's really good. All people are, you know, mentioning me on Instagram and all that, and sharing the love and commenting and stuff. Yeah, so exciting. I can't wait for everyone to hear it properly as well. And yeah, no, I just can't wait for people to like actually listen to it song by song and give me a feedback or something. Yeah.
Three years is a long time for, I mean, because you kind of released songs from the album over that kind of 3 year period, as well as I imagine writing new stuff and adding it to the album. Do you feel like, because that was so much work, do you feel like now you can have a rest, or now does the work start going forward?
Well, I think it's, well, I don't know, but I would say I've been resting quite a lot now. this pandemic, damn it.
Yeah.
I think like if the pandemic wasn't thing, I would have been, super busy. But I think, I think I'm going to take it slow just to kind of like, but I am kind of like working on like the whole Baker Boy album tour, like new styles and new everything, like kind of like, what do you call it? Workshopping new performance look.
Yeah.
Ah, very nice. Right.
Yeah. Well, we can worry about that. We can worry about that when we can actually get out of the house. I mean,
that's probably pretty much focus on that.
Hey, just quickly, before we let you go, I have one last question, and it's because I've got a two-year-old daughter, and so we spend a lot of time watching ABC Kids. So I know it was a huge honour for you to play the grand final, pretty big deal in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a bigger honour to be on Play School or to do the grand final?
It's a really, really tough question. And I mean, like, I think they're both similar because, like, when I was a kid, I've always looked at the grand final like, wow, sick, I would love to be like there and, you know, feel what it's like to be on, like, in the middle playing footy in front of a lot of people. Yeah. And with Play School, you know, I've always got up early before going to school, watch Play School. Every time when I stay at my cousin's house, because I didn't have a TV. While I was in preseschool, I remember this. Our teacher would, I think it was like around maybe like 9 o'clock, for like whole hour, the teacher would have like a old TV with that big end and put like the the channel on the ABC
channel Play 2 School. Or whatever
Play
School, and then we would like sit there and watch, and my favorite is like Bananas in Pyjamas. And like, you know, going over to Play School and actually seeing them there, I literally freaked out. I was so, so freaked out. I was starstruck and I was like shaking. I felt like a little kid again. And I was like, oh my God, it's Bananas. It's B1 and B2. Oh my God.
Big Ted. What are you doing?
Jemima, the whole crew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
And actually I met all of them. It was really, really nice. And like, man, it was just surreal. I wouldn't say they're both different. They're both similar and they both have like different feels to it.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Well, we loved seeing you on both shows, actually, on the grand final and on Play School. Mate, we're loving Gila, the album. We're really enjoying it. Hopefully it builds up a whole heap of steam. And look, it's been awesome catching up with you. You're in OG. Hopefully, maybe one day we can get you in the studio. Yes. We'll do something live.
That'd be sick. Yeah.
Awesome. Baker
Otherwise,
boy.
We'll see you at Coles.
Yeah.